Tonight, this is Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well in all those nooks and crannies across this great country. One thing that happens when we remember the people who lost their lives on 9/11, I think it also gives us a heightened awareness of what it's like to be an American, how we felt then, and that awesome sense of unity in a horrible, terrible, dark day in our history that we all went through no matter where we were living as we were glued to what was happening, having a thirst for more information and really wanting to hear some of those positive stories of people who survived and helped others and were able to get out of the situation, or the heroes that brought down the plane in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and what happened afterwards, and how we responded, and ultimately what the last 11 years have been like. No single event, no single event, as the president said, and I would agree, can ever destroy who we are in this great country, Americans who stand for something, who stand toe-to-toe and shoulder-to-shoulder. I was never so proud to be an American until, I think, living through 9/11 in the New York, New Jersey area and seeing the devastation and seeing so many people come together. But not just there, I think really across the country. So where are we now? A couple of things. I mentioned the heroes on the one flight, and that's Leon Panetta's take talking about, among other things, those folks, the Secretary of Defense. Also Mayor Bloomberg in New York talking about the memorial and how the ceremony this time around was just a tad different.
They knew what was at stake, and yet they decided to fight back. Together, they took swift and decisive action to stop yet another attack targeted at the nation's capital.
What hasn't changed is we need to help the families grieve, and we need to say thank you to the world that came to New York's aid. Today, we have the memorial to plaza to work with, which we didn't before, and we're trying to use that.
Yeah, and the memorial is really very, very fitting after so much of the tug of war over what should be there. It has turned out to be just an incredible tribute to the people. And still there's more to come there, including that museum that has yet to go all the way through, but will, and will be up probably by next year. Something that happened in the aftermath of all of that overseas, sadly, a State Department officer was killed in Libya. What happened was protesters attacked buildings in Libya and in Egypt, scaling the walls, getting by the guards who just let them go. They had rocket grenade launchers and some machine guns, started a fire at the one embassy, killed an American, injured another. The State Department has definitely said that's what's happened. And this was all over a movie portraying the Prophet Muhammad the way they didn't like it, the Islamic extremists. So in scaling the wall of the U.S. Embassy in Cairo and screaming anti-U.S. sayings, they ripped down the American flag, tore it to shreds. They were trying to light it on fire, couldn't, and replaced it with a black Islamist flag in its place. It's very sad, especially on a day when people have such heavy hearts, and to have anybody who's on a diplomatic mission be gunned down brutally that way when they're trying to help the people there is just absolutely despicable. And to me, the reaction wasn't swift enough or hard enough from the White House. Let's see how they respond now in the days and weeks that follow, because I think that there's probably going to be many more protests in other parts of the Middle East. Now, one of the things that also the White House was criticized for is the reaction to Netanyahu. And when I say the reaction to Netanyahu, they're trying to contain, the White House is trying to contain some fallout over the Israeli Prime Minister dispute because the White House declined requests to meet with Netanyahu. There was claims that they didn't do that. They say that was never made. I got a memo, I got a readout, actually, officially from the White House. I just got this a while ago, and I'm going to read it to you. This is their release to me, and it says, and to other journalists, it says, President Obama spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu for an hour as part of their ongoing consultations. The two leaders discussed the threat posed by Iran's nuclear program, our close cooperation on Iran and other security issues. President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu reaffirmed that they are united in their determination to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and agreed to continue their close consultations going forward. Contrary to reports in the press, there was never a request for Prime Minister Netanyahu to meet with President Obama in Washington, nor was a request for a meeting ever denied. So immediately trying to clear up what was reported about Netanyahu's visit with Obama because of things that certainly have happened in the past with Netanyahu when he was in the wings trying to meet with the prez. I guess this time around that wasn't the case. They certainly didn't get that out there very quickly, though, to tell people what had happened. That's interesting the way that played out. I don't know if you know this or not, but when you reach into your wallet to pay, taxes, one of the things that ultimately trickles down to you and I is the Chevy Volt. Did you know that? And I talked about already the fact that the sales haven't been great since it was pushed out a couple of years ago. Well, the Department of Defense is going to buy 1,500 electric cars, including Volts, as part of their effort to make the military environmentally friendly, is what they're saying. But the federal government's bailout of GM with that, because of that, the praise of the Volt and all that, the purchase, buying those cars, will, I'm sure, become controversial, and it should. Why? Because GM is, I'm going to emphasize this again, I can't believe nobody wrote me or called the show about this, but do you know that GM is losing up to $49,000 on every Volt driven out of a showroom? Yep, because of the investment in this car. And the sales have been terrible, so the car, each car is costing us, the taxpayers, $90,000 more than double what it says on the sticker. Double. So it's terrible. It's awful. The sales have to be boosted up by us, the taxpayer. So the Department of Defense began buying them up this summer for the Marine Corps Air Station in California. Just a couple here and there. Oh, the Volt hitting us like a lightning bolt. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1732.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1775.11, $887.55 for a half ounce, or $443.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1775.11, $887.55, and $443.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What their biggest nightmare is, and it's another day of a teacher's strike that has teachers out in the streets protesting and so many people trying to figure out what to do as their kids are not in school. And we're talking about one of the biggest school districts in the United States, and they are far apart, they being the union, the teachers union, on what it is they will agree to at this point. And people across the country, what they hear is they make $71,000. Are you kidding? I know teachers who make $30,000 with master's degrees, and they make $71,000. I mean, no matter what, that's the chatter that gets through, and it doesn't look like they're close. So as you can imagine, the teachers are pretty defensive. Here's what the head of the teacher side of things, Karen Lewis, had to say about the accusations that are flying around.
We have a completely legal work stoppage action here. We have followed every rule. We have done everything we were supposed to do. I don't understand why this is a problem, why anyone is surprised that it came to this.
The assault on public education started here. It needs to end here.
Oh, lots of kids who are already behind the curve if you look at where they rank in some of those Chicago schools that are getting further into the hole by not being in class. And this dispute has been going on for almost 6 months. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
I'm good. Don't cut me off this time. I got a few things to say, and I'm a little bit ticked.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
All right. As far as that situation over there where we have an American killed, and then they raid our embassy. No more money. no more money at all. We don't give them any more money. And they want to try to attack Israel. Go ahead. We'll show you how nuclear bombs really do work so you guys can get explained to the rest of the world what it's all about, because that's what it's going to come down to before it's over. No, I want to finish.
Any religion
you have to fear is not a religion. It is a bloodthirsty cult. And it's like I say, we've got to get rid of all these people out of our country and then out of the world. I'm ready to go to war with them right now.
You're right about the money. I mean, the situation of dumping so much money. Dumping all that money into Egypt, forget about it. That's exactly what we need to do. We need to do it there. We need to do it in Pakistan, across the board, and say, hey, this is what you wanted. There you go.
Okay, now, on the teacher thing, that's a scam for Obama to come in and look like the White Knight hero. This is the most miserable little scum sucker that ever lived. And I'll be so glad to see him out of office. And don't believe the polls you see. This guy's going down by a landslide. We're going to kick his ass so damn hard. He's going to look like he had hemorrhoids all the way back to Kenya.
You are so terrible, Dan. You are fired up. Hey, but listen.
Murder one of our people and claim it.
I agree.
Because you disagree. I want these people out of our country, out of our lives, and off the face of the world. Let's turn them into good little Christians.
Here's the thing about, are you concerned at all? What are you hearing? Are you concerned about the people who are saying, look, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, I'm almost a Tea Partier, but I do believe in the Tea Party, but I just can't vote for Romney. Now so many people are saying that. Do you think they're going to stay home?
No. This guy is going to go down by a landslide. We are going to tear him up. I've talked to people all across this United States. You know me. I'm a Tea Partier.
Right.
And I'm telling you, there is a revolution underway right in this country right now. We cannot wait for the election, and we're going to come out so strong. It is unbelievable. We are energized. We're ready. We can't wait. We want it now. And we will whip him so bad it's going to be absolutely 10 times worse than Jimmy Carter's defeat. This guy is going to go down the tubes like there's no tomorrow. And I'm telling you, from my mouth to your ear.
Dan.
It's going to happen.
Dan, we'll see if you are right, because it's interesting. I've heard, in trying to wrap your arms around, like you say, the polls, looking at the polls, some of the polls are pretty neck and neck. And my gut feeling is that it would be a lot closer than people say, but it concerns me when I hear people saying, I'm not even voting. I don't even care. I'm not going to go out and vote. And I've heard this more than I've ever heard before. So what's that about? Joe in Mississippi, it's your turn. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
The man is talking. He's right. And the people that don't belong in America need to get out and get out now. The man is talking. He's right. They get rid of Obama and get rid of people that don't belong here. That's the end of all I got to say.
All right, so we'll see if people go out and vote out the incumbent president or not. And, you know, this is what I say all the time. It's power to the people. If you have strong feelings and you think, oh, there's no blast away that we can do another four of this, we can't do it, then you need to spread the word. You need to get people who feel disenfranchised, don't really feel for Romney, to go and vote. Because, you know, the Electoral College will trigger on the amount of votes. So that means the swing states are so in play. Of course they're in play. Ohio or Florida, you got to get a big state. And then Romney would really, really have to do well. He'd have to run the table in some cases, because probably you're looking at 270 electoral votes. And Obama's approval rating is up 3 points since the convention. But when the conventions roll around, Republican or Democratic, that's what happens. You get a bump off of the conventions. You just do. So does it hold? Does it drop back? Ultimately, is this a neck-and-neck proposition? Who's going to have the upper hand when it comes to weeks and days before the November 6th election? The CNN ORC poll that just was released shows that Obama's approval rating's at 51%, but 51%, and all of you know this, this is a smart audience, 51 is a very, what they would call, they, meaning the pollsters, gray area for somebody who's had the office for 4 years, for an incumbent running for re-election. 59% of likely voters that were questioned in the poll say that Obama is more likely to do a better job than Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney in the debates, too. 34% saying that Romney will beat Obama. Obama had the same edge over McCain when the votes were asked, voters were asked 4 years ago, who would win the debates, for whatever that's worth, for whatever that's worth. And polls can be manipulated to mean a couple of different things. What I take all these polls, by the way, to mean is it's very close, because the numbers aren't that ridiculous. The numbers aren't that ridiculous other than specific demographics. But, you know, incumbents with an approval rating under 40%, like Jimmy Carter in 1980, like George Bush in 92, they lost their reelection pushes, their bids. Incumbents with an approval rating hovering around the 60% mark, like Ronald Reagan in 1984, Bill Clinton in 1996, won re-election. In fact, just because we're doing this numbers roll here, only one guy in modern history at 52% had been in that gray middle territory and won re-election. Do you know who that is? George W. Bush, 52%. 52%. You know, approval rating is an indicator as to how the voters feel a president is doing. But is it a good barometer on what's going to happen in the election? That's what you have to ask yourself. Is it a good measure for that? Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
September 11th for fear that that's when a big attack would happen. Nothing happened, thank goodness. Here we are in America tonight talking about a bunch of different things as usual, kind of zigging and zagging in a few directions. Some thoughts on 9/11 and where we are and what's going on as far as terrorism is concerned, what's happening with high-tech ways to come at America, and of course to go after a lot of other Western countries as well, and also some other things that are happening like the embassy attacks, pretty scary stuff, complete disregard, and of course once you go after Muhammad in any way that's sarcastic, joking, any of that kind of stuff, fair game for not fair game, but definitely a target, let's say, of people who will do whatever they can in their rabid fanaticism to come after you. Let's go to Sammy in North Carolina. Sammy, you've been hanging for a while. Thanks so much, dude. I appreciate it.
Are you there?
I'm here. What's up, man?
Well, I was listening to him talk about the teachers earlier in Chicago striking. And, you know, with us living in a capitalist society the way we do, I don't have a problem with people trying to make more money, although I do think that a school teacher making $70,000 a year with perks, wanting and demanding a 35% increase in pay when they've got a pathetic success rate. They graduate less than 40% of their students, and they got like a 3% percentage rate of children who finish under their tutelage and go on to college. If they were being paid accordingly, like most people who live in a capitalist society, instead of getting an increase in pay, they'd be getting a serious decrease in pay.
Yeah. You know what, Sammy, I agree with you 100%, but see, this is the union. This is the problem with the unions. Once you're in and they've got the hammer that they can lay down, that's what they're doing. So you're right. What's the motivation? That's the thing. You said it right there, and you did it perfectly.
There is no motivation. You know, in a capitalist society like the one that this country became the greatest country on earth in less than 200 years. And it was only because of two things, our faith in ourselves, our faith in our founding fathers and God, and our individual entrepreneurship. But we're not supposed to be rewarded when we fail. And right now, the educational system in this country is failing miserably.
You're right. You're right. You hit the target. I mean, here we go. Second day of negotiations. Kids out of school. Kids not doing well in school. And yet heavy demands because of that union. And I believe
if you listen to some of the people they interviewed on the street, some of those people sounded illiterate.
I know.
And they were supposed to be school teachers?
Yeah.
Excuse me. But if that's what's teaching our children, I understand why we're finishing 30th and higher in every subject across the world. I mean, it was really embarrassing.
Yeah, absolutely. You gave the stats, and you're right. 40 is a terrible number, and so low down the list, I'm right there with you. I'm all about capitalism, and that is the backbone of this country, and unfortunately, that's the problem with what's now happened with the unions.
There was a time when unions were a good thing in this country.
Yes.
Maybe in some cases. Still, maybe so, depending on the subject matter, because there's some cases where the workers do need some protection. But I mean, when it gets to the point where you're failing miserably, your guarantees should go away.
Yeah, like everybody else. I mean, fair is fair. I mean,
that's right. I mean, the rest of us out here don't have any guarantee. The only thing we have a guarantee is. That we're going to have to pay taxes and more of it, and a lot of people don't even have jobs.
Yeah, 49. So, check this out, Sammy. I'm going to give you a stat of the 49 points in the contract offer. The union agreed to just 6 of them. They couldn't be further apart. The facts are scrambled, and I think these kids are going to be out of school. And if you look at the rates of what the grades are and the graduation and what they go on to, then it shows you that they can't afford to have any days out of school, and they need some better teachers. You were a great caller. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. Jeff is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning. One quick sidebar before my main comments. I never thought I'd be siding on Rahm Emanuel on anything.
No, so you're siding with him in this whole teachers thing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, aren't both people conservatives when it comes to this, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So like I said, I never thought I'd be siding with Rahm Emanuel on anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, my main comment is about the storming of the embassies.
Yeah.
That is basically an attack on U.S. soil, and Obama administration apologized to the extremists. And that's basically what, I mean, it's basically looking like Kristen Powers, I'm sure you've heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
She posted on Twitter, except for the hostages, it's starting to look like the Iran hostage with the embassies there.
Yeah, yeah. The pictures were unbelievable. That's what I said. I didn't know what was going on when I got the photographs. When someone had sent me the photographs, I didn't know what I was looking at, and then I had to dig around. And when I saw, I was like, "You got to be kidding me!"
And
now an
American official has been killed in Libya.
Yeah,
still no official comment from the White House.
Yeah. No, it's bad. It's bad. I said the same thing. It's extremists, and allowing ourselves to be held hostage by extremists is the wrong way to go.
Yeah, and this is a real failure, and this happened on 9/11 too. So basically, Obama apologized to Islamic extremists on 9/11.
Yeah, and there's no reason for that. If not, then it's better to not even say anything. But that shouldn't be. In this case, there's no. It's ridiculous. I mean, the situation is ridiculous.
And why didn't
tiptoe around
it? Were there guards at the Egyptian embassy, U.S. embassy in Egypt, or were that basically abandoned for some reason?
What? Say that again about the Egyptian embassy in Cairo.
Was the embassy in Egypt abandoned, or were there guards?
No, there were guards.
And they did not fire on them.
No.
Then what's the point on the guards? They were attacking U.S. soil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same with the Libyan.
Yeah, and ultimately get the flag. They ultimately get the flag, put up the other flag, and it was a mess.
And the consulate in Libya, they attacked that one too, and an American official was killed.
Yeah.
And these guards did nothing.
And they're worried that this is going to spread, actually, to some of the other embassies. So they're talking about perhaps clearing out the American personnel. So once again, then we'd be abandoning the embassies, and that's probably what would happen.
No matter what kind of video or film is, that's no right response like that.
Yeah, but you're a rational person. You're talking about irrational. Well, I think you are irrational extremists, and you see what happens in any of the mentions of the prophet that they decide the depiction is wrong. Extremists get a hold of it. It becomes sort of the shot heard around the world, and it's like that Danish cartoonist who has to live with a panic room and for fear of his life.
Yeah, and we helped Libya and Egypt kind of getting rid of their people. They're dictators, kind of.
Yeah. Well, not kind of. No, not kind of. We definitely did. And then who's stepping in? Muslim Brotherhood, somebody representing the Muslim Brotherhood, which, as Jeff Atticott, who comes on all the time and goes to the Middle East, says, you know, listen, do you think these are rational people? Maybe some of them, but there definitely is an arm in that group that you can't trust. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like that saying, the person is part, but the group is not.
Yeah.
So even among the groups, the radical person may be smart, I mean rational, but when they're combined with the group, that's what happens.
Yeah, beware. You know, it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. And in the case of the Mubarak, who was taking tons of money, in the case of Mubarak and Gaddafi, you know, look now what's ultimately happened. And look at the unrest, and at a moment's notice, anything can bubble up there. There certainly hasn't been a massive change, at least that we can say, in the right direction. And these are great examples, looking at what's happened at the embassies. So it's interesting in talking about the embassies and what's happened there and how that could explode in a different direction. I think they will get a lot of the Americans out for fear of what could happen in some of the other spots. But being held hostage in a different way, the city of Chicago, by this teacher strike, Rahm Emanuel, like Jeff is saying, he's the one who talked to reporters in the morning and said, you know, this is a strike of choice, and it's the wrong choice for the kids. I mean, this was like 5 months of negotiations. 5 months of negotiations. And one of the sticking points is teacher evaluations, duh. And the other one is some of the provisions that dealt with jobs for laid-off teachers. And then, of course, money is the other part of this thing.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Tonight, please welcome to the show somebody that can tell us what we need to do so we don't retire broke. You know, we're always going through the 401ks, the Roth IRAs, and then you have people that just go wild once they get rid of the kids and they become the so-called empty nesters. Irving Schorsch joins us now. He is from the Pennsylvania Capital Management Group. He's a personal wealth advisor. Irvin, do you remember, because, you know, of course, we're having this conversation on September 11th. Do you remember where you were when you first started to hear what was happening, just what I call a stone's throw down the turnpike in New York?
Yes, I was in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, and people were clamoring to get out and get home. They were worried. They wanted to get home and protect their families.
Yeah, because we didn't know. In fact, there was reports that maybe there was going to there was a planned attack or a plane that was going to go into Philadelphia in the area where the Liberty Bell is, of course, and Independence Hall. Thank goodness that didn't happen, but still a very, very sad day. It's also, to make a little bit of a left-hand turn here, it's also often a sad day when kids leave home. And then, after all those years of raising children, sometimes people tend to go a little bit crazy with their finances, that the whole empty nester thing. Are you seeing that a lot?
We are seeing it very frequently. Parents feel such a sense of relief that the kids are out, they finish paying for college, and they want to go out and live it up and have fun, and in many cases go out and blow the budget on fun and games after the kids have flown the coop.
Yeah, what would you advise for when people are getting closer to that time of life? What would you advise them to do?
Well, very simply, we encourage them to have fun. They've spent many years raising their kids and paying for schooling and college education, so we do encourage them to go out and see the castles in Europe or go out and enjoy some of the bucket list items that they've had. But we encourage them strongly to do it within a budget and to have a very clear and transparent powwow with their spouse and talk about the important things to them on their each of their bucket lists, but also to look at how their lifestyle expenses match their family income.
So, in other words, have a plan.
Absolutely. Have a plan. Look at ditching the debt. As you're probably aware, debt is certainly an epidemic in America, as 56% of Americans still have outstanding debt when they retire, according to the CES Debt Solutions Survey.
What would you tell somebody, you know, because I've heard two different things on this. Let's say before retirement, you have some credit card debt, but at the same time, you don't want to not have any capital. Is it better to just forget it, just pay off those credit cards as fast as you can? Or is it smart to kind of do a little bit of both, keep some money aside while you're paying off credit cards?
We recommend some of both. To build the comfort and confidence of the family, you need the cash. But then since you've already paid the college bills, you've got a lot more cash flow coming in, and we recommend paying off the credit cards that have the highest interest rate, and then the car loans that are usually next, and only after that, if there's excess cash flow, take on the mortgage and begin to reduce your principal outstanding.
Yeah, that's great about the mortgage because, as you say, you know, the lowest interest rate in the bag that certainly that you have there. When we look at plans, you know, people have IRAs, they have Roth IRAs, they have 401Ks, 403 B plans, they have 457 plans, and breaking them all down, I think, sometimes is confusing to people, but something that now that's happened, and it seems to happen every couple of years or so, there are some new rules to let you catch up with retirement plans. What are some of the things that you can do?
Actually, it's an extraordinary opportunity. If you're 50 years of age or older as of December 31st of last year, you can put $5,500 typically into one of these plans in addition to your normal contribution to, in a sense, catch up according to the IRS rules. And we strongly encourage our clients to fill up those buckets, not only the 403B or the 401K maximum, and to take full advantage of matches by their employers, but use these catch-up capabilities to get additional tax deductions and build for their eventual retirement.
So if somebody listening to us has a standard IRA, let's say, then the maximum they could put in is the $5,500?
Well, each of the different plans has its own maximum.
Mm.
But the $5,500 is the additional contribution for 401Ks and 403Bs.
That's great.
And it's a great opportunity, and that's... And many people today have the opportunity of either the one or the other that are employer-sponsored and obviously IRS-endorsed.
Yeah.
So while they're having more fun now that their kids have flown the coop, we think it's very important that they develop this combination of go out and have fun and enjoy those important things in your life that you've put off because your kids were expensive as you were raising them. But at the same time, take a good hard look, either individually or with your favorite trusted financial advisor, and make sure that you're continuing to pay down debt and protect your eventual retirement.
Yeah. What do you see as the biggest, I mean, you said it, you were talking about the debt. Is that the biggest thing? Do people come to you, you know, we talked in the very beginning about a plan. Do people come to you and have no plan and no idea? Does that happen a lot?
It does. Very often people are busy working day to day, living their lives, trying to get by, and we strongly encourage them to stop, properly reevaluate, do a lifestyle expense worksheet where you look at your how your income matches your expenses, and begin to really set up a plan where you can pay off the credit cards, as we discussed earlier, ditch the debt on your home. In many cases, now that the kids have flown the coop, why not sell the albatross of a house you had and downsize to something that's a lot less expensive and will help you to unlock the capital to do other things with that you've dreamed of for years?
Yeah. And what a great idea, too, because really, do you want to have a six-bedroom house or whatever it might be and just have two people rattling around in it? Why not take the money? Why not use that? And you could roll that into other things. That makes complete sense. How have you seen things, Irvin, change since you founded Pennsylvania Capital Management? Have people got smarter financially, or no, it's kind of the same? They need somebody to steer them because of the reasons you said, they're just too busy.
Since I founded Pennsylvania Capital Management, I find that clients have gotten much smarter and much more willing to begin to work at building their future retirement savings. And I've pointed out that the single most important ingredient that you have is time, not money. So if we start early, and you're 20 years from retirement, we can accomplish extraordinary results. Whereas if you wait till 2 years before you're going to retire, it's very hard to make any kind of a meaningful adaptation to the plan that you had or the plan that you ignored over all those years.
Yeah. And you talked about some of the, and when you're going through this plan, you're trying to figure out what to do. The key thing is you just want to make sure your money doesn't run out. So you have to anticipate, I'm assuming, right, what your needs are going to be in the future.
You do, and also to pay very close attention to what your spending rate is, meaning the percentage of your principal that you're spending each year, and to make sure that that's a reasonable level so you don't dissipate the principal before you die. And if you think about it, with the medical advances going on, we need to pay even more attention because we're living longer in general.
Yeah, and I think people didn't think about that as much in the past, but now you're absolutely correct because you're not sure how, we don't know. I mean, that's the one thing, death and taxes, we don't know how long we're going to live. Now, I understand that you do you do a daily blog?
I do a weekly blog,
and
there are occasions in between where we'll blog on specific areas that help people to better plan their finances and keep them abreast of changes in the global market.
And where can people go to see your blog?
They can go to www.irvinshorsh.com, or they can follow the shorter, hard-hitting articles on @IrvinShorsh.
Irvin Shorsh, thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight. I hope people heed your advice.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.